Hi, this is Rod Faulkner, and you are listening to the 7thMatrix.com Eye on Sci-Fi podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 125 of the 7thMatrix.com Eye on Sci-Fi podcast. The podcast where we share with you terrific indie science fiction and fantasy, online short films, and web series, as well as conversations with interesting filmmakers, authors, and other creators. Thank you for joining me again, and Happy New Year to everyone. In our first episode of 2021, it is my pleasure to share with you a wonderful sci-fi project that reminds me of why I love the genre of science fiction in the first place. The name of the project is American Quartet, and it is an award-winning sci-fi drama about hope and empathy triumphing over the forces of hate and division. Set in the year 2037, the short film chronicles a day in the life of an immigrant named Noreen, who is attempting to find her place in the small town which is now her home. In this near future, a popular smartphone app allows users to record, store, and relive memories and emotions tied to pivotal events in their lives. Noreen uses the app as a personal diary, which helps her navigate her new surroundings. Unfortunately, many citizens of the small town are mistrustful of Noreen because she is an immigrant. Blinded by prejudice, they use the app to reinforce racist and xenophobic worldviews. Motivated by her growing affection for a local civil rights activist, Noreen courageously shares her memories and experiences stored in her app with the local townspeople, trusting in the power of their shared humanity to overcome their bigotry. American Quartet is co-written by Aaron McGough Pennington and Adam Granick, with direction provided by Jessica Prudencio. It is a beautiful, captivating, and impactful viewing experience due to its timely themes and unconventional storytelling conceit. And I'll explain what that conceit is. During the short's entire 9-minute runtime, not a single word of dialogue is spoken. Instead, the filmmakers opted to convey the narrative's dramatic beats using only the facial expressions and body language of the short's remarkable and very talented cast. This is important to note because in the hands of less capable actors, the short's messaging would not translate, rendering the entire project an indecipherable exercise. But not to worry, because the short's themes ring out in pure pristine notes due to the powerful performances of the cast, as well as the fluid and dynamic direction provided by Prudencio. Ultimately, American Quartet is created to be a visual complement to the gorgeous music of composer, and I apologize if I mispronounce the gentleman's name, Antonin Dvorak, as performed by the Dover Quartet. This innovative and unique storytelling convention is a wild success and a fitting tribute to the invaluable contributions of music in film. 2020, again, was an extremely difficult year due in large part to the issues of racism, extreme polarization, and hate American Quartet addresses. Personally, I find it comforting serendipity that at the close of 2020, a marvelous sci-fi short film about the power of hope and human empathy to defeat hate and division is released to the public. Now that is music to my ears. A link to our full published review of American Quartet and to the short film itself will be included in the show notes of this episode. Just visit the7thmatrix.com and navigate to podcast, or use the direct link, the7thmatrix.com/EO SF Podcast to access not only the show notes of this episode, but an archive of show notes from all of our previous episodes as well. While you're on the site, make sure to explore all the other outstanding short films and web series that we've curated there. In fact, we will also include a link in the show notes of this episode to our listing of the 16 best science fiction and fantasy short films and web series of 2020. Make sure to sign up for our newsletter so that our latest discoveries will be sent directly into your mailbox. I also need to ask you to visit our support section. The Seventh Matrix is and will always remain ad-free. But in order to continue our work, we need your help. When you visit our support section, you will find PayPal and Cash App donate buttons. No matter the amount of your support, it helps us keep the lights on, and we appreciate that. If you're enjoying the podcast, leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts, because that does help other listeners find us, and we appreciate that a great deal too. So again, Happy New Year, everyone. Stay safe and healthy out there. And until next time, remember, take a break. Escape the mundane and enter the fantastic. Take care.